This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, July 5th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
According to recent clinical data, risdiplam can improve survival and motor function in patients with type 1 SMA. This is beyond what's been expected in the natural history of the disease. This data was presented in Philadelphia. It was during the 2019 meeting of the American Academy of Neurology. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. Although people typically have multiple copies of a second SMN gene, called SMN2, this gene makes very low levels of the SMN protein. It cannot compensate for the lack of a functional SMN1. Risdiplam is an oral medicine. It works by altering the way SMN2 messenger RNA is processed. This allows higher levels of functional SMN protein to be produced, which may help treat SMA. And risdiplam can be reconstituted. This means the powder form is made into liquid, so it can be given orally to babies. And if patients have trouble swallowing, it can be given by tube directly into the stomach. Under a 2011 licensing agreement, Roche and Genentech are leading the work on risdiplam. They have partnered with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation. One of their studies was called Firefish Part 1, 1-year results on motor function in babies with type 1 SMA. This trial is divided into two parts to assess risdiplam. The first one is to assess the safety and tolerability of a low and high therapeutic dose. It also assesses how the medicine acts and is processed within the body. The second part tests its safety and efficacy. The trial included 62 babies who were 1 to 7 months old when the study began. They all had two copies of the SMN2 gene. Of the 21 babies who were in the first part of the trial, 86% showed a 4-point or higher improvement in CHOP INT 10 scores. This was at 1 year of treatment compared to the beginning of the study. This was true for 75% in the low-dose group and 88% in the therapeutic dose group. 56% of babies who received the higher dose achieved a CHOP INT 10 score of over 40 points. This has never been achieved in the natural history of SMA. Further, 7 babies were able to sit without support for at least 5 seconds, 11 were able to sit with or without support, and at 1 year of treatment, 9 achieved upright head control. One child was able to stand up and support their weight. Being able to sit upright is a critical milestone. This means babies can move their arms and perhaps eventually feed themselves. Part 1 of the study was mainly for dose timing. Its main objective was not in terms of efficacy. But with that in mind, up to 41% of patients receiving the higher dose achieved motor milestones, which by definition are never achieved by a typical SMA type 1 patient. So this does mean a lot in terms of efficacy. Another study was called Firefish Part 1, Survival, Ventilation, and Swallowing Ability in Infants with Type 1 SMA Receiving Risdiplam. It revealed that after 1 year, there were no drug-related safety findings that led to withdrawal. 18 of the 21 participants were alive and didn't require permanent ventilation. And 3 fatal complications that occurred were not attributed by researchers. This all being said, early treatment is imperative, even with these impressive results, particularly because some infants were treated close to 7 months of age, which is late considering type 1 SMA. If treated earlier, results may be more impressive. All infants experienced at least one adverse event due to the underlying disease. 10 children had at least one serious event. The most common was pneumonia and was reported in 3 patients. But as of February 2019, no infant required tracheostomy, permanent ventilation, or losing the ability to swallow. In fact, 85% were able to be fed orally after 12 months of treatment. In conclusion, these findings have been highly encouraging. But although SMA has seen advances the past few years, treatment is still needed for people living with all types of SMA, and at all ages. Regardless, Risdiplam will continue its development. Part 2 of the Firefish study is currently ongoing, and the results are expected by the beginning of 2020. Researchers look forward to sharing more data as it emerges.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
The following is a column by Michael Kasten that was posted on June 12, 2019. Our house is filled with music and song. Ella turned 9 on Monday. In light of her joining the Young Naperville Singers, we decided to get her a karaoke machine. She was delighted at the prospect of hearing her voice through the speakers. We downloaded an app to go along with the machine. Ella has always enjoyed singing movie soundtracks and pop songs with her family. We celebrated her birthday all weekend. Ella opened her presents on Saturday, and on Sunday, we took a trip to Dairy Queen to pick out a cake. On Monday, we went out to dinner at a restaurant of her choosing. When Ella was diagnosed with SMA type 2, the doctors at the hospital told us that it was a terminal illness and that all we could do was take her home and love her. We were devastated. A short time later, Ella became ill with respiratory syncytial virus. Our pediatrician recommended that we take her to Children's Hospital in Chicago, now named Lurie Children's Hospital. During her stay, we learned that a prominent neurologist who specializes in SMA had recently been transferred to the hospital. Having struggled with Ella's recovery from her viral illness, we made a follow-up appointment with this doctor. She told us that we could do many things to take care of Ella. She ordered a BiPAP machine, a pulse oximeter, a cough assist machine, and a vest that shakes the chest to break up phlegm. She assembled a team of doctors and therapists that would see Ella every 6 months for reevaluation. She led us toward private therapists. Ella had surgery to fix her hips and scoliosis. We coordinated with Ella's school to manage her care. Within a month of meeting this doctor, we discovered the liquid amino acid diet that allows children with SMA to get essential minerals and vitamins without expending much energy on digestion, thereby freeing up strength for movement. Ella became stronger after starting the diet. The neurologist took a proactive approach to dealing with Ella's SMA. Her attitude proved to be life-saving, and her recommendations helped Ella to thrive. We attend Lurie Children's Hospital every 6 months, and Ella's health continues to improve. Now that Ella is on Spinraza, we can see continual gains in her abilities and strength. We are grateful for this treatment and hope that it continues to work for her. Ella's current health status is a far cry from when we saw the first doctor. However, we did hang on to one piece of that doctor's advice, which was to take Ella home and love her. Be sure to read more of Michael Kasten's columns every Wednesday on SMANewsToday.com. Also be sure to register for the SMA News Today forums for discussions on topics like this. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.